Now, it's tough to be optimistic in the situation at the moment with all the sadness and fear that we're feeling. But a Cork University student's emotional peace appeal has gone viral. Over 2,000 people read Sarah Jamil's blog within the first hour, and it subsequently went viral worldwide with her article being picked up by the Huffington Post in the States as well. She opened her blog with a quote from Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series: "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light." And I'm delighted that we're joined by Sarah, who's a student at Cork University. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm a dentistry student at UCC.
UCC.
Great to be on the show.
Sarah, tell us about your love letter to Paris and Beirut and beyond.
So, like anyone else, I saw the messages about Paris being hit, and then I also had seen the news about Beirut, and I actually had a friend from college when I was doing my undergrad in Canada at McGill who sent me a message saying, "I am just disgusted and sick and I don't know how to deal with this and I don't feel like we have a solution to this." And I replied to her saying, "I know it feels like that, but maybe I should write it down and I'll send it to you and just let me know what you feel." And it literally started through like a text conversation like that. And so I put it down on Medium, which is a blog platform that I use. I like to use because you can actually like highlight, people can who read can highlight parts of it. And it's a very engaging type of platform. And so I then posted on my social media and I said, "I don't really usually write love letters, but this is different because this is for the world." And that's just basically how it began.
It's almost therapeutic, isn't it, Sarah? Because when I read it myself, I just thought, do you know what? In at a time when there's so much hopelessness and so much fear, that it does bring a little bit of light to the situation.
Yeah, what I think is, I think like yesterday when I was talking to a lot of people about this, there was like another Dumbledore quote again. It goes back to like my love for Harry Potter. But it said that like words are the most important kind of source of magic and they're capable of both inflicting injury and remedying it. And I think what we need to focus on is the latter. And coming from a background where I have lived through a war and been born through a war, I thought it was the type of story that maybe might resonate with other people. Maybe other people will see it as, oh, I didn't really know that actually happens in some parts of the world and they're not really alone, whether they're in Paris or Baghdad or wherever else this type of fear has been instilled.
Because you're originally from Sri Lanka, isn't that correct?
Yeah, so I was born and brought up in Sri Lanka and I spent a lot of my life there. So it's a great part of, I think, who I am. And also it has to do with the fact that it's such a beautiful country, but it has gone through a lot of catastrophe over the last three decades. And now as we have peace in the country, we move forward to its reconciliation and integrating communities together. So I know what it might feel like because we did have a terrorism problem.
Indeed. And Sarah, you know, I have to say you're studying dentistry at the moment, but I think you might have missed your calling. Or there's a writer certainly inside you, because your words are so eloquently put in the piece. It's a beautiful piece of writing. I've put it up on our downtown Facebook page for anybody to read, and it just brought a little smile to my face. And I'll read a couple of the lines. Choose love in war, choose love in despair, choose love when the good and bad becomes relative concepts and appear to be great, choose love when you don't know whom to blame about the magnitude of atrocities around you, choose love. This is my love letter to you, and I hope it will open your heart to transcend borders and reinvigorate what humanity is all about. So if you're a peacemaker, never give up on that role, because the world needs more of you. It's just a lovely piece of writing, Sarah, and thanks for sharing it with us. Are you surprised at the amount of people have been in contact with you and shared your love letter?
Honestly, like I first posted it, like, as you said, I'm a dentistry student and I write. It's something that from the time I was little, I've been involved in community service and I've been writing for like the Commonwealth Essay Competition and stuff. So And I also studied international relations in my undergrad. So I'm a bit of a mix of a science and arts person. And I, in the future, like, one of my goals is to create a Doctors Beyond Borders form for dentists, so where you can have dental care in conflict regions, because these conflicts don't seem to be ending and you need to have right access to care. So I think I come from that type of a mentality. And when I had this kind of feedback, like from my friends, I know that they, my friends and family and mentors, they're people that always are there whenever I put something out and I voice my opinion. But when it started going viral on Twitter and I kept getting messages from like Tokyo and France, and this primary school teacher in France said, thank you for that selection of songs. We're going to play it during our national mourning day and I want you to sing Nous sommes le monde. I was like, wow, I guess this resonated with a lot of people.
And you had to grow up pretty quickly, you know, growing up in a country that was very volatile at the time. And I just tell us a little bit about that. There's a line in this about your bomb sound reflex, and it's something maybe people here in Northern Ireland will be familiar with as well.
Yeah, I think Sri Lanka and Ireland may actually have a similarity in the sense that we have been divided across communities due to either religious or cultural or ethnic reasons. And when I grew up, I actually knew nothing else other than the fact that I would go to school and there would be a suicide bomb somewhere in the city. And so when as it says in the article, when I was five, that's the first time I actually witnessed it, because my nanny and driver came to pick me up from school and they were just terrified. They took me back home and all I saw was a bunch of people who were with like blood stains and just devastated people. And so growing up in that type of environment when I was, I think, in high school, I had to actually deal with a situation where a high-ranking official was targeted in a suicide attack very close to my school. So even now, if I hear a sound that sounds like a bomb, it's always like my first instinct to think that, oh, maybe I should just lay low and try to deal with the situation. But that's the type of environment I grew up in. But I also have to say that it just becomes part and parcel of your life when you do grow up in that sort of situation. And I didn't think that I was any different to any other kid across the world, because I still had the same type of resources that they had, and I was not directly in the conflict zone. So I can only speak for those who have been out of the war zone but still inflicted by conflict.
Sarah, what do you hope those people who read your love letter to Beirut, Paris and beyond will feel or think or do?
I think that, to me, peace needs to first be internalized, and it's something that starts with an attitude and your own action towards your surroundings. So if anyone can read that and be able to find their voice in mine and be able to see that you need not discriminate, whether it be refugees or whether it be your friends from different religious or ethnic groups, based on the fact that there are certain organizations out there that wouldn't really represent the cohesive nature of that type of group. I think that speaks volumes, because it's the kind of intangible asset that you have when you are just bringing out love and peace. And I just hope it's just something that people can find hope in and go ahead with their lives. And someone asked me yesterday, what do you want people to do as action after this? And I said, I have a food blog platform called Food Beyond Borders, which is a storytelling platform that was recently endorsed by Jamie Oliver. So I work with him as the Food Revolution Ambassador. And the premise of that I started this year was to bring people together regardless of borders and any type of differences, because food is something that always unites a lot of people. And this week we're actually launching a crowdfunding campaign for a child. We just featured on the blog, and there was an overwhelming support to help this 13-year-old entrepreneur stay in school, although he was affected by the abject poverty of the 30-year-old civil war that I was talking about in the piece. So I think supporting causes like that, in whether it just be like giving a pound or a euro towards something where you're uplifting someone else's life by choosing love. I think that's what I would want people to do.
Indeed, we do have to leave it there. Thanks ever so much for joining us. That's Sarah Jamil, Wise Beyond Her Years, a student at UCC in Cork, and the author of A Love Letter to Beirut, Paris and Beyond from Sri Lanka, which has gone viral. If you want to have a read of her letter, it's up on the Downtown Radio Facebook page. As I say, it brought a little bit of brightness to my day this morning when I read it.